February 14th, 2024, Law Promotes Love. At that time, Jesus went through the grain fields on the Sabbath. His disciples were hungry, and they began to pluck heads of grain and to eat. But when the Pharisees saw it, they said to him, "Look, your disciples are doing what is not lawful to do on the Sabbath." He said to them, "Have you not read what David did when he was hungry, and those who were with him? How he entered the house of God and ate the bread of the presence, which it was not lawful for him to eat, nor for those who were with him, but only for the priest. Or have you not read in the law how on the Sabbath the priest in the temple profaned the Sabbath and are guiltless? I tell you, something greater than the temple is here. And if you had known what this means, 'I desire mercy and not sacrifice,' you would not have condemned the guiltless. For the Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath." Matthew 12:1-8. Now, as we read this passage and the ones that follow, we are going to notice that Jesus is going to face more and more tension from the crowd and from the religious leaders around him. And in this passage, we see the first confrontation is from a heart that is rigid rather than merciful. You see, in Leviticus 19, we read that men were told to leave the outside of their fields when they were doing their yearly harvest. And not just the fields, but also the vineyards. Why? It says, "For the sake of those who are poor and the sojourners." It was a way to provide for those in need. The people were to be generous and not greedy. They had to realize that the Lord provided for them, and this would give them freedom to be open with their resources. Freedom to show mercy, freedom to show love. There was no need for greed or fear or anything like that, fear of scarcity. It was important to constantly have them looking out for the well-being of the people around them. And if you read Ruth 2, we can hear Naomi speak of gleaning among the ears of grain. And Naomi and Ruth were widows at that time. And we can watch how this was a great benefit for their care, and also the men and women in their situation. So the first lesson is law for the promotion of love. Because you see, the law was placed to serve rather than to restrict. When men and women think of law, they usually feel like they are being robbed or shorthanded. They see the law as a hindrance rather than a way to bless. The law is meant to allow for mercy and to overcome or prevent the oppression of the ones who are in need. The law was meant to serve, not to be served. The religious in Jesus' day had come to the point where they no longer saw the law as an opportunity to reinforce mercy and self-sacrifice. They instead saw it as something that needs to be kept at all cost, as a rigid way to live, or as a way to be the best of the best, the holies of the holies. You see, the law for the religious leaders had become a whip on men's backs around them, rather than a helping hand to promote the good of the people in their care. Like a shepherd with his sheep. They didn't see the law like that. And lesson number two. No rule is separated from love. You see, in church today, we must keep at the front of our minds that what Christ commands is not to be used to control, but a way to love and benefit the body. We get so caught up in running the church that we end up growing numb to the needs of those around us. We must remember what we read in 1 Corinthians chapters 12 through 13. Anything not done in love is useless. Every part of the church is meant to love and nurture the body. Yet we hear the church members becoming angry over the color of carpet. That's the old saying. Or over the children running up and down the aisle. How dare them children? Anything that's disruptive is not okay. And we become so rigid and so business-oriented in our congregations. making lists and agendas in order to operate system after system and plan after plan at the cost of the nurture of the people. Either that, or we go the other way and we have our noses so far up in the air that we think others as charity cases. They're lower than us. We are more wealthy and better off. So, who are you, scum? I mean, that's dramatic, but it's true. Church has become a place of business and hierarchy, a place for pretty and witty. This is a great downfall, my friends. We read passages like this and think, darn Pharisees. But we do the same. We are exactly the same. We're merchants in the church, and we are calloused in the heart. Love and mercy is why we meet. The lesson is plain and worthy to be chewed on for a whole month. We must see the law and the structure as a way to serve, not a way to be served. We have become so caught up in a system or business rather than a body. Is our Sunday service strictly order, order, order that we have neglected love? Is our mission service? And for whose benefit? Our own? Do we now serve in order to set ourselves above others? Is there room for grace and mercy in our attitudes and actions? Or are we so rigid that everything is offensive to us, even if it's helping someone else? You see, we must have an intense focus on the benefit and care of others and set rules and law to promote that. We must be centered around that. We must also see that the rules laid out in Scripture are meant to promote that as well. They're for your good. Everything in Scripture is for your good. Like a little kid playing next to a window on a couch. You'll stop the little kid because you don't want him to break the window and get cut and hurt himself. That's a law. That's for his benefit. We must be a body that doesn't whip our members or rob our members, but one that lives in such a way that we find ways to not harvest our outer fields, like we find in Leviticus 19. We must be men and women to go to Sunday service with the expectation of receiving love and the mission to love the body with mercy, compassion like our Christ. The example is Christ. Let us not find ourselves having confrontation with Christ today because we think law and duty as churchmen is the point, rather than love and the benefit of our brothers. So let us think on this. Let us cling to Christ. And let us have a happy Wednesday.